One day she called me and she said, Thurman, my niece, she's 24. She said, my niece is at home in the hospital, in hospice, and said she's not doing good at all, and said she has this bad cancer. She said, would you come over and meet me at Bertelsen at the hospice house and pray for her this afternoon? And I said, sure. And so I drove over there, and I pulled down there to the hospice house and the hospital, and I got pulled in a parking lot. Just about the time I did, this 40-year-old woman pulled in, and because I didn't know where I was going in there. And so she took me right into the hospital where her niece was. Now, she was expecting her niece to get healed because she had saw herself with her two bad knees get healed virtually instantly when I prayed for her. I had her repent of her sins, and I prayed for her and God healed her. Well, when I went in there, I met this little 23, 24-year-old girl laying on the bed. She looked awful. And I walked up there, and there was a man standing beside her, and I asked him, I said, who are you? And he said, I'm her dad. I said, oh, okay. And so I began to talk to her, ask her, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Do you go to church? Well, not very much. And I said, for some strange reason, I said, do you have any children? She said, I have two, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old boy. I said, well, where's your husband then? And she said, I don't have a husband. I said, how long have you been divorced? She said, I've never been married. I said, young lady, you're telling me as a Christian, you have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and you've never been married, and God told you in His Word, if you defile this temple with sexual immorality, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 6, He said, if you defile this temple with sexual immorality, I will destroy your temple. I said, didn't that put any fear in your heart? She said, I didn't know that. I said, didn't you read anywhere in the Bible where He said, I hate fornication? Well, she said, I guess I didn't know there was a consequence. I thought, you know, we're stupid. We are really stupid as Christians. I don't know what we believe when we read this book. But I said, will you repent and make God a promise that you will never, never have sex with another boy in your life unless you're married to him? She thought a minute and she said, you know, I don't know if I can make that kind of a promise or not. I said, young lady, if you can't, you can't get well. Wow. She couldn't. I prayed for her. But 3 days later, she died. Isn't that something? When God said in that word in 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 Corinthians 6, you know, He talks about committing sins of sex. And He said, if you do, you defile your temple with this sexual immorality. I'll destroy your temple. People just don't believe that. Boy, if they did, there'd be no sex in the church today if they wasn't married, would they? But see, people don't know. And so then we wonder why so many people in a church, you walk up there and you look at this handsome young man or this beautiful woman that's only 40 years old, not married, dead, cancer or whatever, and you think, gee, you know, but you know, we don't ever even think why they died. We don't ever even ask the question. Wonder why she's dead. She's only 40 years old. She ought to be running around here doing all kinds of things. She ought to be healthy. Why did sickness and disease come upon her body? You know, I guess because of my engineering background, anytime anything failed, I wanted to know why. I guess when I see a human being, that's one of the best engineered things in the world. You know that? The engineer and architect that designed this thing you live in, he's kind of out of this world. You know that? And when something fails in it, you got to know something wrong, went wrong, and it wasn't him. So guess where the problem's got to be? Right here. And it's sin. Yes, Ray?
And the first thing they do, or in most cases, they blame God.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you take a man or something and he dies, or one of his children die, he's mad at God. I mean, yeah, he may be down here cussing, drinking, hanging out in the bars, running around with the wild women, and then coming home to his wife, one of his kids die. He gets mad at God. See, this God, he's not a loving God. He killed one of my kids. Well, he killed one of his kids because of his sin. You know, he didn't straighten up his... See, the Lord makes us a promise. If you'll walk godly, holy before me, I'll bless you and your children. I'll satisfy all of you with a long, healthy life. See, we don't believe it, do we? But, see, it's just amazing what we don't believe. The way of the godly lead to life. Their path does not lead to death. But the godly, does a godly sin? No. The godly is not supposed to sin at all. You know, that's something that we were talking about before Bible study tonight, that it's hard to get that across to some people, that we can go through the day today without sin. I mean, the average person, even in the church, don't believe we can do that, do they? No. You can't go through this day without sin. I sure can. I guarantee I can. You know, I'm going to go through this day. I'm going to walk in obedience to His Word. I am not going to sin. If I do sin, the Holy Spirit is going to convict me immediately that I've sinned. Do you always know when you sin? Sure. There's that little inward voice. You know, I got real tickled at Cheryl. She told this in church the other night, so I guess she wouldn't mind if I tell it again. She come into my office. You don't know which one I'm going to tell, so she's thinking, oh, here we go again. Some people say, I wouldn't want to be married to him because my life would be an open book. Well, that's the way life is. She come in my office and said something to me, and she was going to go back and take a bath. And I said, well, I was fixing to...
I haven't told this in church.
Oh, I thought you had, yeah.
I don't think so, but you go ahead.
I can go ahead and tell it. Maybe you ought to tell it. Maybe you ought to tell it. It was so good because she told it somewhere. And she
told it in the car privately and said...
Why don't you tell them what you did? It's so good. Hey, let me give you the microphone. Let you tell them exactly how it happened. Oh, me. I was trying to be so loving and kind that night.
Okay. Before I tell something on me, I guess I need to tell something on you so that we're even before I start.
Sure, that's okay. I mean,
no,
I know I make horrible
mistakes. Light jesting, not coarse jesting. No, the other day I went in there and I'd been working late diligently, you know, and so I decided I was going to go take a bath and then I was going to work on the little music, play it, you know, while I was taking the bath and everything. And he says, well, I'm fixing to come back there and take a bath. And I went, oh, no, you're going to, you know, get into my time. You know, because it's late and it's 12:30 and he's going to be in bed and that means I can't play it, the music. And so, I don't think I said it with a sweet attitude either. I know I didn't, because after I said it, I thought, where'd that come from, you know? So I walk down the hall. I walk out of his office and I walk down the hall and I immediately stumble on a stool and hurt my middle toe and then fell against the table and hurt my elbow. I went, okay, Lord, I'm so sorry. I said that a while ago. He's the anointed one. What am I doing telling him he can't go in there and take a bath? You know? So, yes, I did that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because when she said it, she said it in such a cutting way, really, you know, and I thought, whoa, I'm not going to say nothing to that. I'm just going to walk in love. And so, you know, because, you know, I had also been out working hard all day and I was soaking wet with sweat and I'd come in at 10 o'clock at night hot, soaking wet with sweat, and I'm trying to answer some phone calls and everything and emails, and about 12 o'clock I'm totally exhausted. And just as she walked in, she said, what are you fixing to do? I said, I'm fixing to go back, take a bath and go to bed. I am wore out. And that's when she said, that's what I was fixing to do. I was going to go back there and take a bath, and then I was going to sing and practice. And if you go back there and do it, I can't do it. So she just walked out of the office. And I thought, whoa, she wasn't very nice at all. I didn't say a word. And she goes right down the hall, stubs her toe, and falls on the table and everything else. I'm glad the Lord got her attention, gave her a spanking instead of me. But let me tell you, we can all get a spanking from God. You know it? You know, I'm telling you, that's just like the day me and Dave was out there putting that window in. You know, Dave remembers that good. I'm lightly grumbling. I'm putting all these screws back in this window. And all of a sudden, yeah, that's right. it's like this. Here's the way you lightly grumble. I've got the drill, put the screws, I put them all in, but this one. And I'm fixing to put this one in. And I said, if my wife had only used a normal size bathtub, I could have got it through the door. And that's what I said. And I went, screw this, screw in. The gun turned sideways. My head hit the frame, ripped it wide open right there. I looked up at David. He said, I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. He said, you know what you done wrong, don't you? I said, so see, when I do something, he gets my attention too, see. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, we do not realize the times God does things to us. And somebody said, no, that wasn't God doing that. How come I put every screw in, never had a slip, nothing went wrong, everything was perfect, and then I grumble one time, and that last screw turned sideways. And not only did the screw turn sideways, but I'm pushing it hard enough, my head goes forward and hits the edge of the drain on the bed, and just rips my eyebrow open, and blood just started gushing out. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Okay, you try it sometime. You find out. You just try it. You know, you'll find out. We found out it works, doesn't it, Dave? Dave's already found out even when you grumble internally and don't voice it. And, of course, I found that out the other day myself. And God told me, you know, that that's why this problem had to come up in my life, because I was internally grumbling about something. I did not open my mouth, but He was perceiving my thoughts. And I'm grumbling about something, and He told me that's why everything that happened in the next 2 or 3 days that bad happened to me when I went to Him. Finally, I said, okay, God, that's it. I said, this is it. You said, no curse comes upon me undeserved. Everything I've done, I've either hurt myself, cut myself, tore up something, broke something, or whatever. I said, what have I done wrong? And when I asked that question, man, He just immediately began to, thoughts began to come to my mind. You did this wrong, this wrong, this. I thought, oh, okay, God, You got my attention. I'll repent. And so He has a way about that. You know it? He can get your attention. So, wow. The way of the godly leads to life. Their path does not lead to death. So if we'll walk in obedience to His Word, our life can be long and healthy upon this earth. And that's what I like, don't you? A long, healthy life. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs 13, chapter 13, verse 1. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. Now, there's some wise children out there, and there's some that's not so wise. But a wise child will accept a parent's discipline. If the dad has to spank you or withhold privileges or whatever, depending on your age, then a wise one will accept that as a discipline. But it says a young mocker refuses to listen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.